energy density, and from that I can start to calculate thermodynamic quantities like the specific heat. The specific heat tells you how much energy you need to raise the temperature of a system by 1 Kelvin. That would be the specific heat. The specific heat is measured per unit volume. So this is the CV, the one at constant volume, tells you how much energy you need to raise the temperature by one degree per unit volume. And this is easy to calculate because the internal energy was T to the fourth. You differentiate once and you get T cubed. And in some sense, this is the specific heat of vacuum. You don't really feel like vacuum has a specific heat, but you can put photons in it. And if you take vacuum and surround it by something at a constant temperature, there will be energy stored in vacuum in the form of these photons that are inside. So this is the specific heat of vacuum. And if you know the specific heat, you can calculate the entropy of it. And the entropy is related to the specific heat like this. You divide the specific heat, which is T cubed, by temperature, so you get T squared. Then you integrate with respect to temperature, you get T cubed again. And this tells us the entropy per unit volume. If we know the entropy, we can construct the Helmholtz free energy. And the Helmholtz free energy is the internal energy minus the temperature times the entropy. And the Helmholtz free energy is interesting for solids because almost all experiments are done at constant temperature. If you have a system and you want to know a system held at constant temperature will go to a minimum of the Helmholtz free energy, not to a minimum of the internal energy, the U I wrote down first. So if you have a system and you hold all extrinsic variables constant, and extrinsic variable is one that scales with size. So that would be the volume, the number, the magnetization, the polarization, the entropy. If you can hold all of those things constant, then the system will go to a minimum of the internal energy. But usually we can't hold the entropy constant. So instead of holding the entropy constant, we hold the temperature constant, and then you have to look at the minimum of the free energy rather than the minimum of the internal energy. This is thermodynamics. Maybe you've had this part of thermodynamics yet? Or does this sound completely new to you? No one really. Okay, but this is something you should learn in thermodynamics. When you use the free energy, when you use the energy, when you use the enthalpy. Okay.